Judah is destroyed. 2 Chronicles 36.
The people and the leaders of the priests became more and more unfaithful. They followed all of the practices of the nations. The Lord hated those practices. The people and leaders made the Lord's temple unclean. The Lord had set the temple in Jerusalem apart in a special way for himself.
Nebuchadnezzar destroys Jerusalem.
The Lord, the God of Israel, sent word to his people through his messengers. He sent it to them again and again. He took pity on his people. He also took pity on the temple where he lived. But God's people made fun of his messengers. They hated his words. They laughed at his prophets. Finally, the Lord's burning anger was stirred up against his people. Nothing could save them. The Lord brought the king of Babylonia against them. The Babylonian army killed their young people with their swords at the temple. They didn't spare young men or women. They didn't spare the old people either. God handed all of them over to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar carried off to Babylon all of the articles from God's temple. Some of the articles were large, others were small. He carried off the treasures of the temple. He also carried off the treasures that belonged to the king and his officials. The Babylonians set God's temple on fire. They broke down the wall of Jerusalem. They burned all of the palaces. They destroyed everything of value there. Nebuchadnezzar took the rest of the people to Babylon as prisoners. They had escaped from being killed with swords. They served him and his sons. That lasted until the kingdom of Persia became stronger than Babylonia. The land of Israel enjoyed its Sabbath years. It rested. That deserted land wasn't farmed for a full 70 years. What the Lord had spoken through Jeremiah came true.
The people returned to Judah and rebuilt the temple. Ezra 1 through 3. In Ezra 4, Cyrus helps the Jews build the Lord's temple. It was the